life is full of decisions. Do this, do that. Should I not? There is one thing that is unequivocally undeniable. You should listen to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. We're going to talk about reasons why kids are running away from Facebook in droves. It's not cool. It's not hip. Do kids even use those phrases? I don't know. You know what I mean. All of a sudden, Facebook really is becoming mom book. Do teenagers want to sit there and, oh, my grandma just friended me? No. They're leaving. They're going to Twitter. They're going to Instagram. And we will tell you why. And then another edition of America's Business with Ted David. And we'll follow that up with how much it really costs to live comfortably in some of America's richest cities. You want to live the life. You want to buy a latte like they're going out of style. We'll tell you how much and where and why. After that, we will have another edition of Fit in a Minute with Lisa Ritchie, followed up by ways your income impacts your grocery shopping habits. Don't make a lot of money? You're not buying the Grey Poupon. We start things off this hour with something quite personal. Yeah, but I think it's something that a lot of men are dealing with right now. Social mores change. Have you noticed when you look at a guy, he doesn't have as much hair as he used to? And I'm not talking about his head. It kind of started with the head. Now, as guys went bald, they used to have the bald top, and they would still have hair over their ears and around the back. I call it the Gavin MacLeod. Yes, you know what I mean. And then when was it? I don't know, even maybe 10, 12 years, maybe 15 years already. Guys decided if I have none on the top, I want nothing on the sides and nothing on the back. So men began shaving their heads completely clean, Mr. Clean. And that has become quite a fashion statement. But then it started to drift south of the chin, if you know what I mean. Look at a guy, I don't know, in his 20s or in his 30s, you will see nary a hair on his arms. Here's how this whole thing came up. Earlier today, before I came in to do the show, I'm sitting at my dining room table with my wife and with my son. And the way the sun was coming in through the dining room window, it projected sunlight all over my left arm. My wife said, "Oh my, you really do have a lot of hair." And I looked down and I thought, "Oh my, I do have a lot of hair. Yes, my arms look like they are Brillo pads. It's just the way God made me." My father has hairy arms, and even my 11-year-old son is starting to sprout some hair here and there, and even on his arms and legs. So I said, well, I never really gave it much thought. So my wife, for the first time ever, used a word in my household that now I feel I must address. Manscape. I didn't even know that word was out there. And all of a sudden, my wife of 20 years suggested that maybe it is time to begin manscaping. Yeah, shaving hair here, there, and everywhere. So I don't know what I'm going to do. What do you do? Guys, have you made that jump? I'm in my mid-40s, okay? I graduated high school in 1985. Hair was quite in fashion. Girls had hair that was so high, they would have to pay attention to those road signs that would say, hey, you know, see that bridge up ahead? You know, the clearance is only 9'4". Can she make it? I don't know. But times have changed. And hair is just not in. So do I begin shaving? And if you do, where do you stop? Do you do the arms? Do you do the legs? I'm the kind of guy, I wear shorts. I live in the Northeast. I live right outside New York City. I wear shorts April 1st until about Halloween. So do I shave the legs? It's the same with the legs as it is with the arms. And what is the age? What is the age cutoff for saying, no. I'm not getting involved with this, because it is true. Once you start shaving, you have to keep shaving. And right now, my shave is a 4-minute ordeal each day just for my face and off I go, because I don't want to grow a beard, and I don't think I could grow one in evenly anyway. So what do you do? Guys, let me know. Follow me on Twitter, at Ed Kalenge, at EDKALEGI, manscaping, where, when, and how much. And you know what I mean by how much. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend!
Order in the court! Has your boss ever asked you to run an errand? This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Tom owns a very small business. One busy day, he asked his part-time clerk to drive to the bank to get him some change. The clerk drove his own car to the bank, and on the way back, he smashed into another car. It was obviously the clerk's fault, but he says that Tom, as his employer, should pay for the damage to both cars. Tom doesn't see how he could possibly be liable. He wasn't there, and it certainly wasn't his fault. So what do you think? Stay tuned for the final verdict. Even though it wasn't at work, does the employer have to pay for the employee's mistake? Yes. Tom's employee was carrying out his employer's directions when the accident happened. It doesn't matter whose fault it was, and that's the final verdict.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. We observe dozens of motorcycles with always on brake lights. Don't take a chance on getting rear-ended because the guy following you doesn't know you're slowing down. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. If your brake light is always on, how would a following driver know your motorcycle is slowing down? Most often, the always-on brake light condition is caused by a loose handlebar brake lever, as if you are actually engaging the front brake, the wind blows the lever back, keeping the brake light always on. Most would opt for a fresh lever or take the original and work it back to spec. Next ride, check the brake light. It's a major safety concern. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.